Okay. I only have two books here tonight, so you're getting off light. Because we're all so busy this time of year, sometimes we're very quick to judge other people's motives for why they do things or say things. So I just wanted to read a couple little articles here on avoiding hasty judgment. The first one is from The Imitation of Christ. Watch over yourself and take care not to judge the actions of other people. We gain nothing by criticizing others, but often are mistaken and thereby offend God. But to judge yourself and your own actions is always profitable. We often judge a thing according to our preference, and therefore our judgment is emotional rather than objective. This stubbornness in our own opinions would not dominate our judgments if our hearts were set on God. But there is often in us some inward tendency or some outward attraction which carries us along with it. Many are secretly self-seeking and therefore do their own will and not the will of God, though sometimes they are unaware of it. As long as things go their way, they appear to be at peace. But if they meet opposition, they become impatient and depressed. Often, through diversities of opinions, dissension springs up between friends and neighbors, and even among religious and devout persons. An old habit is not easily overcome, and people are reluctant to be led beyond their own views. If you cling more to your own reason or will rather than to humble obedience of Jesus Christ, you will only with difficulty become an enlightened person. For it is the will of God that we be perfectly subject to Him, rising above our own reason and will by an ardent love. And that's what Jesus said today. Just love me. I desire it. Just love me. And he told me a way to draw myself back into the present moment and to make him the center of my heart was to say, Jesus, I give you my soul, my heart, and my will. Take it and make it your own. If we could just remember to say that, it would draw us back into the present moment and away from judging people's motives. Now the next one, this is from the Curie d'Ars. Now try to remember that he's from a couple hundred years ago, well, at least 100 years ago. And he was kind of strict. So the title of this is Your Heart is But a Mass of Pride. And this was one of his sermons. He says, you will tell me, perhaps, that you never judge people except by what you see or after you have actually heard or been the witness of some action. I saw him doing this action, so I'm sure. I heard what he said with my own ears. After that, I could not be mistaken. But I shall reply by telling you to begin by entering into your own heart, which is but a mass of pride, wherein everything is dried up. You will find yourself infinitely more guilty than the person you were so boldly judging, and you have plenty of room for fear, lest one day you will see him going to heaven while you are being dragged down to hell by the demons. Oh, unfortunate pride. says St. Augustine to us. You dare to judge your brother on the slightest appearance of evil. And how do you know that he has not repented of his fault and that he is not numbered among God's friends? Take care, rather, that he does not take the place which your pride is putting you in great danger of losing. Yes, my dear children, all these rash judgments and all these interpretations come only from a person who has a secret pride, who does not know himself, and who dares to wish to know the interior life of his neighbor, something which is known to God alone. If only, my dear children, we were able to arrive at the stage of eradicating this first of the capital sins from our hearts, our neighbor would never do any wrong according to us. We should never amuse ourselves by examining his conduct. We should be content to do everything else save weep for our own sins and work as hard as we could to correct them. So, if we stay in the present moment and we stay Christ-centered the way Jesus wants us to in holy love, he's trying to draw us into divine love, which is the perfection of holy love, then it would be hard for us to falsely judge one of our neighbors. And we would be more intent on asking Jesus to reveal to us what our own faults are. And perhaps if we prayed to respond to our neighbors instead of react to them emotionally, it would be easier for us to avoid judging. Okay, thank you.